This is the Weekly News in Review, your 10-minute summary of the week's news. From killradio.org and from the harpers.org website, this was posted Tuesday, July 3, 2007, by Christian Lorentzen on Harpers. And, of course, it does cover the news of the past week. Tony Blair alighted on a mission to bring cohesion to Palestinian institutions. And his successor, Gordon Brown, proposed stripping British prime ministers of the power to declare war. Not bad. I have to admit, that's not bad. Police found a pair of Mercedes-Benz sedans filled with gasoline and nails parked in the center of London. And two men crashed a Jeep Cherokee into the glass doors of Terminal 1 at Glasgow Airport. The vehicle failed to penetrate the doors, but the driver ignited himself in the Jeep, threw punches, and shouted, "Allah, Allah." The crowd of travelers in the terminal stampeded away from the fireball. Stephen Clarkson, a bystander, pounced on the burning man. "I managed to knock the fellow to the ground," said Clarkson. "His clothes had partially burned from his body. His hair was on fire. His whole body was on fire." Police arrested the charred driver and the unscathed passenger. The discovery of a suspicious device on the driver's person resulted in the evacuation of the hospital where his burns were being treated, and authorities blew up a suspicious car in the hospital parking lot. Detectives blamed an 8-person mythical Al-Qaeda cell controlled by someone they called Mr. Big. That name comes directly from Live and Let Die, Ian Fleming's novel, James Bond story. And they commenced raids. 3 suspected collaborators of the would-be suicide bombers, including a 27-year-old woman, were apprehended. At least 11 successful suicide... Well, no, let's do this. These were apparently doctors, is the way the story is coming out now. This morning, as I was coming into Kill Radio, I heard on conservative talk show that I heard the host actually give credit to George W. Bush for stopping this ridiculous terror cell. Okay, these are doctors. One was actually trained in Jordan. And they are so inept that they don't even have the slightest idea of what they're doing. They crash into a terminal of an airport. They put a Mercedes-Benz in the Piccadilly District near a bunch of nightclubs late at night on a Friday morning when no one's around. These horrifying terrorists were so stupid they couldn't get anything right. The guy sets himself on fire and starts running around throwing punches. These are our enemies. Now, we had to have respect for these Islamic terrorists when with box cutters they took over planes and crashed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Now they're just a bunch of moronic Jerry Lewises running around going, "Hey, hey, 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 lady!" and not getting anything done. And the right-wingers and the neocons are saying that George W., who had nothing to do with this, he was off fishing with his dad, it's his responsibility. And they bring up Al-Qaeda, which doesn't even exist, and they call a guy Mr. Big, which they take the name from a James Bond novel. I mean, what is this? Saddam Hussein used to sit in his palace in Iraq and write espionage novels. This was his idea of fun. They've been published. You could buy them. And we're supposed to be in terror of these idiots? We got the fear, which is, the fear comes from Charles Manson. That's what he used to say. I'm not scared, and I'm not impressed. And I don't know. At least in England, they're treating it as a criminal act and not a terrorist act. I mean, they could, some, you know, people can call it terrorist, but it's just a bunch of idiots, criminals. Meanwhile, at least 11 successful suicide bombings were reported in Iraq. At least in Iraq, they know how to blow up a car. And Scottish jurists cast doubt on the conviction of a Libyan intelligence official jailed for the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie. Elsewhere in Scotland, a buzzard assailed a jogger, puncturing the man's scalp with its talons. I don't know why the bird went haywire like that, said Kevin Barclay, a psychiatric nurse. I think it was nesting and must have been intimidated by me. A New York man attacked a peacock he claimed was a vampire, and wildfires ravaged the forests of Romania. Philanthropist clothing designer Liz Claiborne died, and I, Lewis Scooter Libby Jr., was set free, and the president considered his sentence too serious. Now, when he was governor of Texas, he put to death 150 people, and we know that he didn't examine the files of any of those 150 people. That included retarded people who were put to death. But Scooter Libby gets 30 months, and that sentence is too serious for a man who committed a traitorous act. Now, yes, admittedly, Karl Rove should have been arrested, Dick Cheney should have been arrested, but Libby gets off. So this is a repeat of what happened when Ford back, just pardoned Nixon for whatever crimes he had done and showed that the president can get away with anything, which put a malaise over this country that led to so many dark things. It's just terribly sad. And now you 25-year-olds, now you've got your own generational malaise to see that a person can commit a traitorous act for which in another time period he would have been executed. And now he gets his sentence commuted. Hooray. Is it a surprise to anybody in this room that if you don't have any money, you don't get any justice? Asked Alaska Senator Mike Gravel at the third debate of the Democratic presidential candidates. Gravel called for the abolition of the income tax and the war on drugs. Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich called for the abolition of NAFTA and the WTO. And Hillary Clinton predicted that global warming would create jobs for millions of Americans. Huh? Joseph Biden and Barack Obama reminisced about getting tested for HIV, and researchers posited that humans became susceptible to AIDS a million years ago when hominids evolved immunity to a now extinct virus known as PTERV1. It was thus speculated that gene therapy might prove an effective treatment for AIDS sufferers wealthy enough to afford it. Scientists said that global warming, overfishing, and pollution are stressing out coral, causing an outbreak of lethal herpes in the world's reefs. The coral, said microbiologist Forrest Rauer, is actually losing control of its microbial community. An Oregon teenager was arrested after being videotaped molesting a horse, shades of Equus. And the CIA released documents known as the Family Jewels, detailing its surveillance of journalists, its opening of Jane Fonda's mail, and its plans to kill Fidel Castro. The documents described the unrealized assassination plot, which was reported in the 1960s, as a sensitive mission requiring gangster-type action, and say that the recruited gangsters preferred poisoning Castro with a pill to shooting him. Responding in his newspaper column, Reflections of the Commander-in-Chief, Castro called the United States a killing machine and reasserted that Lee Harvey Oswald was a CIA operative and that a second shooter must have assisted him in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Ah, well, if Castro says it, I guess it must be true. Hundreds of Kosovar Albanians demanding independence from Serbia through toilet paper at the parliament in Pristina. And hundreds of Kosovar Serbs gathered in the village of Gazimistan to commemorate their ancestors' routing at the hands of the Ottoman Turks in 1389. NATO airstrikes killed 45 civilians and 62 Taliban fighters in the Helmand province of Afghanistan. Benign forms of E. coli had learned to reproduce in sand, indicating higher overall microbe content for American beaches. Scientists advised beachgoers to bathe after their outings, and researchers warned that children digging holes at beaches, at construction sites, and in sandboxes often die when their holes collapse. It was reported that orders given by Vice President Dick Cheney in 2001 to reverse the flow of waters in the Pacific Northwest against rules set by the Endangered Species Act left 77,000 salmon rotting on the shores of the Klamath River. The ensuing commercial fishery failure required $60 million in federal disaster aid to local fishermen. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited the Bush family compound in Kennebunkport, Maine, where President George W. Bush and his father took him fishing. Fishing, said former President George H.W. Bush, is good for the soul. Again, if you want to check out any links with these stories and get more details, go to the harpers.org website. In the meantime, that's the weekly news in review. I'm Bennett, your faithless host. Now just go away and do something else.